Peanut producers across the Southeast, including Georgia, Florida, Alabama, and Mississippi, all met in Panama City this past week, about 400 attending the various sessions. They talked about the market for the coming year, the domestic and world exports, and the expansion thereof. They also talked about the role of the grower dollars in helping to expand markets and health issues that are being affected by peanuts. Another session was held on the weather and the coming climate of the coming year and rotation of peanuts and the new genes from the wild species that are as part of the research program. George Lovett told the farmers to listen to the market. He's a broker from Atlanta. He said growers have options. Unlike a tree nut grower, he said, peanut farmers have options each year. Everybody wants more. You just need to pay attention to the market. He estimated the carry forward for next year up to 145 days. He predicted this coming year it'd be between 137 to 170 days. He said farmers are not likely to see a price hike this year since the industry has a 1 million ton carry out and the market is stable and relatively calm at the moment. He said when the carry out is over 180 days, prices get sloppy, but with 145 days, there's little concern. He said exports should set another record this year, over 600,000 tons exported last year, and he said it looks good now because the U.S. continues to be the low-cost edible peanut trader in the world. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.